Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning. Welcome back, everybody. As y'all know, we are starting off a new year, new things, new people. So we're going to kick it off with a little intro music, and let's sit back and get this night started. Good morning, everybody. I am your host, Bappy Claus, a.k.a. Big Bap, and I'd like to welcome you to our first new episode for the new year, Big Bap and Friends. So we're going to get things back cracking the way we used to and have a good time. For those of you who have been here, been around, or know about how this radio show goes, this is going to be a sexy, bold, shocking, enlightenment, open-minded, naughty, entertainment-filled show. Of course, you know your boy Big Bap is back, so you know you got to get a catch-up with me. We got 5.5 years of catching up to do with you guys. So get ready for a very interesting, a very intricate, and a very candid version of everything that is me, your host Big Bap. We're going to be introducing all types of things this year, all types of fun. But for those of you who know, who have been around me, who have enjoyed everything that I have ever done, everything that I have ever given, this show would not be this show without me bringing on one of the greatest, funniest, wittiest, sexiest, wildest, crazy energy persons I've ever met in my life. And you know we got to give for a warm, warm Big Bap and Friends welcome. May y'all bring my girl You Say Fuck to the stage. What it do, mama?
Here she go, here she go, here she go.
Hey!
Hey,
sex
baby.
Hey,
how's
what
it hanging? Always, baby, ready to get it going. Get these people what
I'm
they
afraid.
Want. They miss me.
Girl, I'm afraid to even ask what your life been like, because, girl, my life has been oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You know what? Actually, I actually have no complaints. Everything's been going really good so far. The only thing different now, only thing different now that wasn't different then is I'm in a whole relationship. You know, I don't know if
bum,
I'm both
bum,
enough
bum,
to call
bum,
it a relationship yet.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. What?
Yeah, I'm going to call it a relationship. Yeah, I'm calling it a relationship because I don't know. You know, if I made it far enough to call it a relationship, so I'm going to go on and call it a relationship. But yeah, that's
Hold
where
on.
I'm at now.
So hold on. You mean to tell me my girl back to getting regular pipe?
Yeah, that's mine. That's actually mine.
Here's what people don't understand. Look, let me say this, because you know me, I'm a fool. I give no fucks about your personal feelings. But it is nothing right. like getting something that regularly belongs to you. Like, at the end of the day, people are like, why did you get married? Oh, I got married and I had a baby.
But, yeah.
I just drove past that like real quick. And I know people are going to be like, what? Wait a minute. Because, like, you know, there's still people who have not seen a picture of the baby. Video,
oh, wow.
Nothing. There's nothing on social media of the baby. Because I just don't believe in exploiting my children. Like, I'm not going to exploit my child for fame.
That's right. I heard
but
that. I agree.
One of the things that really struck me as really interesting is that postpartum is a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, and it's real. It's real. I never dealt with it personally, but I actually watched my cousin go through it after she had twins, and she broke down, saw twins behind the shit, everything. It was serious. It's major. Your wife went through it?
Like, there's male postpartum, too. Like, we both got punched in the chest.
Oh, now, see, that I never heard of. Explain. Give me a little bit more.
No, there's an actual clinical diagnosis of male postpartum. I did not know that until women started telling me, you're going through postpartum. I'm like, that's a woman's thing. They're like, no, there's a such thing. You can Google it. Male postpartum. It's a real thing.
I believe it. I just didn't know it was, you know. But it makes
like,
sense.
Was,
it makes sense.
I was floored because, like, one of the things there'd be like, oh, like some of the symptoms I had, I don't know all of them because I didn't go through like the whole list. I just looked at what I had and like the treatments for me. And
right.
So, like, some of the things was like the man self indulges himself into work, like to the point where I was working so much to the point that I almost killed myself. Like, I was averaging almost 100 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh, wow.
When I tell you, I was working easily 16-hour days every day, Monday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Like, my wife literally had to tell me, stupid, hey, sit down. I'm like, how you going to tell me to sit down? You in the hospital. She's like, yeah, and you're about to join me. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I got this.
Hold on, I went out.
You say fuck, you there?
Okay, there I am. It went out
okay.
For a second.
Okay, so let me
I'm
tell
back,
y'all.
Though.
So let me, for those of y'all who don't know, let me educate y'all because we got so much stuff we still got to do on the show because, like, me and you just did a 4-minute segment and we still got other stuff to get to. So let's make sure we pay all the bills and do it the right way here. So before y'all understand, we are in two different locations. But for those of y'all who don't know the rules, you say fuck. What you got in your hand, boo? What you drinking on?
As always, vodka. But this time I went Lady Light and I mixed it. I put 2 cubes of ice in it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the dude I'm about to bring on to the mic now, I can tell you right now, ladies, understand. Let me introduce my friend. Like, you say fuck. I've never introduced him to you, okay? Let me introduce you to who I like to call Mikey B. The reason why I call him Mikey B, and like everyone's like, oh man, you can't call him that. Like, that ain't even his nickname. I called him Mikey B because every time that I look at this dude, his real name is Michael, but the B in his name is synonymous because, like, fuck his last name. Like, that B, like, this nigga can be broke and be better than you. Like, you see how I use 2 B's to describe him? Like, he can be broke and still be better than you because, like, everything about his personality is, like, I'm not going to quit. I don't give a fuck how you may feel. You may not like what you see, but I'm not going to quit. So I'm like, I fucks with that dude. Like, the very first time me and this dude ever interacted, I walked in on the classroom because this nigga had took my girlfriend at the time. And I was like, bruh, first of all, who got the audacity to come take a chick from me? Like this nigga better be better than me. And so I walked in the room. Now, mind you, I'm like a sophomore. He a freshman, I think, at this time. So, like, to me, understand, I'm short. So grades don't mean nothing to me. Bitch, I'm taller than a freshman. I'm shorter than a freshman. Bitch.
Oh, I'm out
so I'm like, who better than me? So when I walked in and I seen this little skinny, ugly motherfucker, I was like, bruh. So this skinny, ugly motherfucker, man, fuck that. That nigga either got a big dick or he eat the hell out of some pussy. Either way, fine. She can have that nigga.
Oh.
Like, and I walked out of the room. He'll tell you. I walked in. I asked, who's Michael? They pointed to that nigga, and then I walked out the room. And here's the crazy part. I've been walking out of the room on this nigga ever since. If I don't like what comes out his mouth, I walk out the room. I don't even address it. I'm like, you know what? Nigga, that ain't even better than me, so fuck that. And I walk out.
Oh, wow.
Introducing the nigga that's better than most, but I don't always feel like he better than me. Mikey B, bring it to the stage, baby.
All
hey,
right.
How's it going? How's it going? That was, you know, honestly, that was a really great way to tell that story. Yeah, that was a really great way to tell that story. I appreciate that, baby. How's everybody doing out there? You know what I'm saying? This is Mikey B. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys are having a great night tonight and being blessed. You know what I'm saying? I like how you told that story, though, man.
Well, here's why I told the story like that, because a lot of people are afraid to actually be honest with a person about how they feel. Because I know.
Is that true?
Because I can guarantee you, because I never said anything to him for years, he probably always felt like I want.
I lost my connection.
I understand. I'm still here. Hello?
Hey, Mikey B.
Hey, I'm still here.
I'm here, too. I'm not hearing Beth, though.
Yeah, I'm not hearing him at all. You probably don't know that we're not even in.
Can y'all hear
How
me?
How funny would that be?
Now I hear
I can
you.
Hear you
now.
Now
you're back in. Now all I can
right,
hear
I'm back. So here's the funny part. Let me hit y'all with the craziest part about this story that Mike never knew. At the time, I was dating 4 different girls in the county.
Oh, wow.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
And I was like, if she finna leave me for this dude, that means I ain't gotta have a girlfriend at Fort Campbell.
But you know, there was one thing. The biggest thing he said about that story is that this skinny motherfucker better have a good. Yeah, so he must have a big dick, and yes, and or eat pussy. Now I was doing both. That's why I stayed around for a camel. You know,
well,
I,
come on now,
you know,
come on
know,
with the truth.
That's why we're out for a camel, because this was back in the '90s when, you know, what I'm saying, it's like, you eat pussy. I was like, yourself. So I was like,
like
I'm about to get
so
over
Mike,
here.
Here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part. This is how I knew you had fucked her. Now, this is the crazy part. Like, people don't understand, like, I'm quasi-minded, right?
Okay.
I was supposed to go see her for Christmas. A whole bunch of shit went wrong, and she slipped up, and she told me about what she did the night before Christmas.
The night before Christmas.
Oh, now that's a present.
And all through the motherfucking house.
Oh,
not a creature that's still staring.
Yeah, the movie Lion King was on.
Oh, wow.
You see what
that
I'm
was
saying?
A Lion King
so,
movie.
So,
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. That's where that came from. You know.
So understand. So listen, understand. You gotta understand from my standpoint. I've been eating pussy since I was 6, and I've been fucking since I was 12.
Oh. All right.
So you not finna tell me that a chick that I romance carry her books through the hallway I love on, the only thing I ain't did was give her this good old slapstick. I just lost. Nigga, you got me fucked up. Nigga, I know what you did, but it's cool because you ain't better than me. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be better than anybody. I think every human being is a superhero in their own way. Yeah,
no, fuck that.
You gotta tap into your own superpower.
No. Mikey B, let me tell you. Do you know I have a catchphrase for eating pussy?
Oh, no.
So here's the crazy part. I told you, we're not going to coof on this show. We're going to talk about life for real. We're going to get deep into it because we're going to go to the topic here in a few minutes, and they're going to be kind of mad at some of the answers we're going to give on this topic. They not going to like us.
All right.
Because this ain't your cute show. This ain't your cute show. But here's the crazy part. Okay, I got lost. What happened? What was I supposed to be saying?
You telling
me? I got lost.
What the crazy part about that is, and you was about to tell us what your slogan for eating pussy was.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, y'all
don't
want
to. Your pussy and slogan. What is that?
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that slogan. No, that's dangerous.
So why bring it up?
Okay. So here's my actual definition to eating pussy. When a girl asks me, "Can you eat pussy?" the first response that I give her is no. And she goes, "Oh." And I'm like, "Well, why are you mad if I say no?" I said, "Because I don't eat everybody. It's not a I'm just gonna give you my slogan just because you walk by and you smell great." But if you get me to the point where I want to eat your vagina, the statement that I'm going to tell a woman is this. If it happens and you allow me to do it, I am guaranteed to be in your top 3 all time for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I have big lips, so you know what I'm saying? And I've, you know what I'm saying? As you know, they say you have to mask it. You know what I'm saying? How many is like so many hours you have to spend doing something to master it. And,
to master.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to practice. Like, this is what chicks be like, he just go down there. I'm like, he just go down there. Look, I almost sound gay he just go down there. What? I'm appalled, nigga. What's wrong?
Him downstairs.
Him down.
Him downstairs.
Listen, you got 20. Okay, we're in 2020 right now, right? And all the foolishness that's legally acceptable in the name of sex. Listen to what I'm just telling you, right? All the things that are now legally acceptable in the name of sex, and people still kind of act some way, like they cringe at the name of sex. And I'm like, bro, y'all either been fucking or getting raped since birth. So at the end of the day, y'all have been introduced to sex way too early to act like this is a topic we can now not talk about.
Right.
Yeah, well, see, I live in Washington State, so it's kind of more liberal. It's kind of a little bit more open, you know what I'm saying? And being and having your sexuality up here is not who, you know what I'm saying, dictates who you are. You know what I'm saying? You or your boss who, like, literally works, like you say. But what, you know what I'm saying, when you're talking about how you work 100 hours and stuff like that, you wouldn't know. He would be – he's you. He's at the Freak Fest or at the Swingers Club, and he still makes his money, and he's accepted for every person and, you know what I'm saying, and everything that he does. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of different, I see, in regions of the United States on sexuality and the way that goes down. You know what I'm saying? Because I've lived in different places. So I see people are very shunned in the South for where it is on the West Coast, especially up here in the Northwest. It's very more, we have freaking crosswalks that are rainbows.
That is true. When I come West Coast, Washington State is the first place I'm going to for a variety of reasons. Number one, like, I understand the draw to an Airbnb in the state of Florida when you're trying, because I'm in Florida. So, for guys who don't understand, Mikey B is in Washington State. You say fuck is in California, and I'm in Florida. So
Cali
we,
girl.
Hey, listen. Listen, wait till I tell you about my Snoop story. That's going to be funny. We'll get to that one day. But what people don't realize is, like, for me, I'm in Florida. I am in the Bible Beltway. Every religion here is pulling and grasping for truth. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to be honest. Like, you can't look someone in the face and say anything of substance, because everyone wants to throw a scripture at you. But I'm like, at the same time, nothing about you is holy or righteous. Nothing.
You're human being.
And so when you're telling someone that, they get in their feelings like, oh my God, I'm supposed to not feel some way. And so, Mike, you being like me, because, you know, for us, we are both prior military dependents, so we've traveled a lot of places. We've seen a lot of places where you can go one day and go from two dudes won't even stand on the same corner to going to a place where you got 2 6-year-old boys walking down the street, skipping and holding hands.
Right. Well, I always look at it, you know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of different sides of the United States, from Texas, Tennessee. I mean, I've even been to Florida when I was a very younger age in my life, you know what I'm saying? And religion does play a big part in people's sexuality. You know, it's kind of very, it's misogynistic. I'm just going to put it out there. It's pretty misogynistic.
It really
is. It tears down, like, I mean, people want to have, people are sexual beings. You're going to be a sexual being. It's in your humanity. It's in your blood. That's, no matter what you are, as you being a human being, you are going to want to fuck something.
Okay.
Something in this world you are going to be attracted to want to fuck. The problem that I have, but the problem is that I'm going to stifle you if you want to fuck in that way. Or, you know what I'm saying? And that is what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You do it, you fuck the way I want you to fuck. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't, you know what I'm saying, say that it's okay for you to have sex this way, because think about it. You have different religions. You have some religions that put a sheet over each other, and there's just a little hole, you know what I'm saying, for them just to procreate. Because anything else is wrong. Being gay, wrong. Threesomes, wrong. And being your, and these are things that people want to do. There are these things, they shame it so bad that these people get depressed, stressed. They literally, when they have these sexual desires, or somebody else, it's horrible. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God, I should go ahead and kill myself. They're praying 10 times a day. Why am I having these feelings? Why am I? They have camps to try to burn, they take their homosexuality out of people. Like, this is a society we still live in 2020. Now, we might, like I said, we might grow in technology. We might have cars that can do all type of shit. But the one thing that we are very, very getting very, like, low class on and low brow is sexuality and humanity. Gender and everything is very horrible. You know what I'm saying? On the things and the topics that we can get into, we can get it later on and stuff like that.
Oh no, you're,
it's horrible.
No. See, here's the thing though. You're fine, because see, here's what everyone's afraid of. Everyone's afraid that if we actually talk about the topic at hand, that then you are diminishing someone else. And to be honest with you, to me, I told people the biggest setback and problem that I have with a lot of stuff that I see is not the fact that people want to have sex. It is the fact that not only does everyone want to have sex, but everyone wants to not actually talk about sex when it comes to building a relationship. That is the one topic that once you actually realize you like somebody, that's the one topic y'all stop talking about.
Yeah.
Like, not in a way of, not, think about it. You got a dude, right? I mean, I'm gonna talk about things that I've had dudes and women say to me. So, like, for instance, you have dudes who sneak in their own house to masturbate because they don't want to offend the woman that they're with, because she may not be putting out at that moment.
That's sad. That is so sad. I'm so sorry. That is sad. Yeah, that's,
and I'm like, so you can't. So I say to them instantly, welcome back, you say fuck. I say to them instantly that you mean to tell me your relationship has degraded to the point that you can't tell the person you're with that you're horny? That's confusing.
But that's what the relationship, but see, relationships are bullshit. Relationships are bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They have it because you, love is crazy. It's already, you know what I'm saying? We all have it in us. We all seek it. I'm a victim of it. We all, it's a mental illness if you really think about it. Because really what you're saying is, I'm going to take another grown person's immaturity, their craziness, and everything like that, and then I'm going to accept that. And then I want them to accept me for the shit that I do also. And not leave me, not do anything about this. Now, if I tell you, if your woman says, hey, I want to eat some pussy tonight, and you're against that, she's still going to eat some pussy. She's just going to do without you. It's going to happen. And the longer you've actually been with her, the more easier it's going to be for her to do it. That's just honest. You know what I'm saying? Because she's trying to actually tell you, this is what we need to do in our sexual life. I'm trying to gain something. When a guy always jumps to threesomes. That's what women always say. Heard that from women a lot. They always say, oh, when you want to spice up a relationship, you know what I'm saying, you just jump to threesomes. Well, you don't want to put on the outfits, you know what I'm saying? We get a, you know what I'm saying? But don't do me in the butt. You know, they're not doing that, you know what I'm saying? And then there's that old class thing where if you want to do those things, go do that with the next female. But then when you go do that with the next female, there's a problem. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because there's men out here who, you know what I'm saying, are not even having sex with a woman to please them at all. And when that woman goes out here to get pleased, that dude, he wants to go out here and try to chop up walls and, you know what I'm saying, call her all out of, you know what I'm saying? It's horrible.
That's why with this show, this is why I brought you on. Because there are so many people who can learn something from not just my point of view, but from another man's point of view, that we've had a intermingled sexual history that literally could have been the demise of a friendship, all because if we never actually took the time to have a simple conversation that was actually sexually based, then we wouldn't be here. But then people will be like, man, I ain't finna go talk to no other nigga about no chick I was supposed to be fucking and shit. Nigga, fuck that shit. Nigga,
see,
I'm from
such a
place.
And I come from that perspective also. You know what I'm saying? I can understand a guy's mentality, you know what I'm saying, when he does do that. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you put down time and effort with a woman. Now, you used to be a player, okay? Scenario.
Ooh.
You used to be out there dirt dogging. No, I'm not talking to you personally.
Ooh.
Just saying, for the listeners, I'm talking for the listeners, whoever's, you know what I'm saying, guys out here. You know what I'm saying? Now, for what you just said, okay? You know what I'm saying? There used to be a dirt dog out here. You used to run the streets. You used to have 4 or 5 females. But you settled down for that one. You cut all the females off. Cut your player lifestyle off. You know what? You went to go have that, you know what I'm saying, this dull basic sex, every Christmas, happy birthday, Valentine's Day sex that you get every damn day. You know what I'm saying? that same sex you still going to get. You know what I'm saying? You shut everything down. You know what I'm saying? He had kids with it. Pay the bills. Turn into a, you know what I'm saying, a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Been a family man. And then you find out that she's fucking on you. She's fucking around on you. Now, you used to be just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now the pride. Now, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. There's a pride level in that. Every man has a pride level. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of men have. It's a problem and it's an asset. But you know what I'm saying? That line is crossed. When women do that, in 2020, women are fucking over dudes way more than men are fucking over women these days. I'll just put that out there. I'm seeing it cold heartedly.
it's going down
out here. Women have turned the tables like a motherfucker out this bitch.
I mean, it happens. It goes in cycles. Hello?
You know what I'm saying? But no, it's a, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's weird. You know what I'm saying to me? Because guys, it's not weird, but it's kind of weird because you see guys are more at home. You know what I'm saying? I have stories for days. There was a time, I'm not going to name any names, anything like that, but there were some people out. They were hanging out. And this woman, she just so happened to have her baby there. Now, mind you, this baby is, I think, maybe 2 weeks old. You know what I'm saying? She's supposed to be out on a girls' night. But what is she doing? Out kicking it with dicks. You know what I'm saying? Out
wow.
kicking it straight with dicks. This is a factual story. 2 weeks, just got out of the hospital with her child. And her ass is sitting back in the club. You know what I'm saying? Trying to kick it. having a good time. You know what I'm saying? And then, and then when you're saying, the dude, think about the guy that's in the situation though. You know what I'm saying? That guy's at home thinking that his lady's just out having a girl's night. Happy father, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what, you know what I'm saying? But what is she out there doing? Lying. And see, and that's the problem that comes into things. Lies. Not truth. No communication.
And okay, I got disconnected for a little second. Can you guys tell me where we at?
Back.
I'm sorry.
She's back.
I'm back.
She's back.
Okay, good. Perfect timing, because I was actually getting ready to segue with Mike. So first off, Mike, we're going to get back on that topic. That's going, matter of fact, somebody need to put that on Facebook or something, Mike. That needs to be a topic. We need to talk about that in detail on the show. But actually, I want to get ready to talk about tonight's topic. And this topic is a very controversial topic right now. We have a chat box going. You can reach out on Facebook, leave a message, comment on this. But this is what I want to talk about tonight, because this topic, I feel like, doesn't get the right conversation. I think everyone's skewing their conversation, and no one is actually giving it the opportunity to actually be a true open forum without people almost coming to blows about this topic. Like, this topic is, to me, destroying relationships and friendships, because people don't want to actually have an honest conversation about this topic. And for me, I feel like if you're going to do anything, and I always preference this, if you're going to do anything in the sexual realm, both parties, or not even both, all parties involved should be of the understanding that they are aware of what's going on, correct?
Correct. I agree.
Honestly. Amen.
Okay.
This is the choir.
So that is where I'm going. That's how I want to open that, because I know people are going to take this and try to skew it and say, well, I feel like this or I feel like that. I want to open up the floor and make a declaration from my point of view. In any sexual activity that takes place, it should be of consent of all parties involved. Right.
Agreed.
Okay.
Amen.
So here's my conversation, because I've seen it happen a lot. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it happen under multiple different types of banners. I've seen it happen on people just trying to step out and spice up their relationships. I've seen people who are saying that they're a part of the lifestyle community. I've seen it in the porn industry. I've seen it in the entertainment industry. And I've seen it in the hood.
Well, what have you seen? I want to see it.
No, what let me get my binoculars. Where we at?
It is the advantageous belief that you can just free willing add random threesomes to your life without setting boundaries and expectations.
Oh, no bueno sauce. Mm-mm.
Because the one thing that I keep seeing, if you go back and you look at every threesome relationship out there, the threesome relationships that work are the people who are open and communicate about the threesome. And every threesome relationship that is sideways is because there's always some fuck shit in the equation.
Okay.
Like,
or
if
she didn't
want to
do it.
Away from it.
I'll even add to that, or she didn't want to do it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? She just did it to appease him. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you go wrong in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? A lot of women do that, though. I've seen this. I can say I've lived it, and I've seen it.
That's because a lot of women are stupid. I know you're telling the truth, but that's stupid. I'm not going to sit up here and fuck on somebody else just because it's going to make you happy. That's ridiculous.
And no, it causes so many problems later on. You know what I'm saying? It's causing so many problems, because that feeling that you have right there, you know what I'm saying, that's still resentment inside. That's still going to be in her heart. She just wasn't too nice, too insecure, too, you know what I'm saying, her dude had, you know what I'm saying, too much control over her, whatever.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? And she didn't
say anything. Let me give you this scenario then. Let me paint this picture for you. So let's paint this picture then. She walks up to her dude. He's over there in the kitchen, he all swole, making some breakfast or whatever, scrambling up some heart, some eggs and stuff. He getting his protein on, making some chicken breast because he's trying to be healthy and sexy, right? I'm going to paint the picture for you. And she walks over. All he got on is some underwear. And she got on this. She don't got on nothing. She just walks over to him. They in the house by themselves. She puts her hand in the middle of his chest and looks up and says, "Baby, I want a threesome." And he gets all excited, "Yeah, shawty, we can do that." And so she says, "All right, baby, well, I'm going to set something up for us." And he like, "Yeah, shawty, go ahead and do that." And so then he walks in the room, and it's another dude standing there. Now what does he do?
I knew that's where it was going. I knew that's where it was going to go.
What does he do? What does he do now? Because he told her.
Now, wait a minute. Boundaries.
Because he told her. No. What was the boundaries? Because he just told her that she could set something up. He didn't give
There were no boundaries. All he heard was free.
No detail.
Remember,
Mike. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Before you go there, let me say this, because I'm speaking as a man. You do realize when blood starts rushing to our penis, we instantaneously get stupid.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Amen.
Like dudes are visual. When our dick goes, sometimes our mind, our heart, our soul, all types of shit follows.
Yeah. Yeah, you're thinking I'm about to answer the question. And so you let me know when I can answer the question.
Man, you go. I want to hear this answer. Like, I got $20.
Yes, I have
I got
an answer.
$20.
We've been in this conversation before with me and my brother. You know what I'm saying? So this already has been a conversation topic. If you walk in the room and your lady, if this happens to you or if this has happened to you, there has been something in her mind that makes her think you might want some dick in your life. I'm sorry.
You know,
because there's no way.
Wow.
No way. You know what I'm saying? Because she had to have seen something that's your lady. She said, yeah, now, she's not even trying to joke with you. She's trying to have a real threesome with you. Now, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, from the day that she met you to the day she brought that other penis, that dick and balls in your room, that nigga probably bigger than you too. It's probably me.
Oh,
okay.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. Wait a minute. So let me get this clear, Mike. What you're saying is, so say for instance, if I tell my dude, "Hey, babe, I want to have a threesome," and for the threesome I bring another dude in. You mean to tell me that you feel that it was in the back of my head that I've been thinking my nigga wanted some ass besides mine?
Some nigga booty.
Why would you have brought a dude in the room with him?
That you must have thought of that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so can that be vice versa?
I'm not going to bring a woman into the room with my lady, you know what I'm saying, if I know that she's not down for no other woman. I'm bringing problems in my relationship.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
Okay,
that's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's the equality. Because think about it this way. Every dude wants a threesome, right? Okay, so what if you're not even being upfront with your lady? You say the same thing to your lady. "Babe, I want a threesome." Cool. You don't let her have any choice in the matter. You don't let her have any say in it. You just bring some other random female in there. Then what kind of problems are you going to have? She's not going to take that. That's not going to go down smooth. So you expect to do it the other way. It's not going to work out properly. Either way.
Okay, Mike. So can I tell you a story?
I'm here for story time.
What you're saying to me, I see that. But let me give you one of my threesomes that happened. Let me tell you about it. So I get a phone call, and the phone call comes in as such as, "Hey, so are you still available to do a photo shoot?" And I'm like, "Yes, ma'am. I can be anywhere you need me to be. Tell me the price, whatever, whatever." This is back in like 2012, 13, like when I was on my grind, like my hustle. Like I was walking, catching the bus anywhere, just trying to get a dollar because brother was down here. South Florida is expensive than a bitch. So I'm like, "All right, cool." So she was like, "Well, I got to do these church pictures because the pastor needs this set up, but can I also hire you as a photographer? And I was like, cool, no problem. I was like, just let me know what you want to do when you want to shoot. So, because I'm hustling. So I secure the church thing. Everything's good. Knock that out. Cool. So then she hits me up. She says, oh, the pastor really loved the pictures, da, da, da. I'm glad I hired you because you were, like, really a last-minute hire. I really took a shot on you. I was like, oh, that's
and
cool.
And church pussy, so good, like, too.
So I'm like, all right, cool. It's whatever. So whatever, right? So, mind you, because this lady is, she is the pastor's assistant. Like, she's the, she basically hold the wallet for the church.
Damn.
So I'm like, all right, cool, lady, it's whatever. So I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and get up out of here, go do my thing, whatever, whatever. So she calls me back and she says, hey, so did you get a chance to, sorry about that. So she goes, hey, did you get a chance to set up an appointment? I was like, no, just let me know what services that you want. So she was like, I want to actually have a photo shoot. I want to get sexy. I want to put on some lingerie. I want my husband to have some nice pictures. I was like, all right, cool. Where would you like to shoot it at? She was like, I want to do it in my bedroom. So the scenery and everything. So, you know, my husband is happy with it. I was like, all right, cool. I said, I only have one condition. Please let your husband know that we'll be doing this shoot. I don't want some big black man running up in on me talking about why is his wife laying on the bed even though I got all this production equipment. Men are crazy. Like, when they see they women in compromising positions, and with the camera in my hand, a lady can be in a compromising position. So even though he knew we was going to be doing that shoot, he decided to show back up at home, which is cool. This your crib, whatever. So he came in, I'm clicking away, I'm doing my thing. I got the video camera going and I'm doing the pictures. So I'm getting multiple angles. I'm getting this money, right? To all of a sudden, he is on the bed eating the shit out of her. And I'm like, whoa, didn't see that coming. Wow. So at the end of the day, I'm like, well, shit, fuck this. I'm single. I just stood up and just threw my penis in her mouth. I'm like, hey, listen, if y'all can fuck in front of me, I can join. I'm not asking for permission. Y'all invited me to y'all bedroom. This going down. And she was cute. So this going down. You can't get mad at me for partaking in a threesome.
That was kind of like asked for. That was set up. So I guess
that was
set up. So I guess the way Mike's thinking it is, she knew her. She knew the pastor.
she knew
the pastor either wanted some ass or wanted to get bust in the ass. They set
that
up.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here's the crazy part.
You know, see, mine is different.
No.
Okay, because I've done some. Hold on, see. I've been totally taken wrong. See, I'm a total free spirit. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, I'm going to have to break down some banks ideologies for you right now. You know what I'm saying? This is a perfect time. You guys are taking this totally wrong now. Well, now, what you're talking about is totally cool, bro. I've done a couple of cuckoldings myself. You know what I'm saying? I've been to swinger clubs. You know what I'm saying? I've done all of that. That's different than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, if this is what's already addressed, and even in your situation, those two people have had to address that to bring you into that room to be comfortable with each other. You know what I'm saying? For on both ends. You know what I'm saying? And that's the comfortability. They had a comfortability level to do that. Not everybody has that comfortability both ways to do that shit. Now, me, I have no problem with how many vaginas is in the room. You know what I'm saying? If you're not my, if we're just kicking and having a good time, we're just having fun. You know what I'm saying? We're cool. You're not my lady. And this is where you guys can debate me. You can debate me all day. Not my, like, main lady. My main lady, she can have all the females in the world she wants. No other penises. But if we're just kicking it, then shoot, we can have a good time all day. But
Come back. Come back. Stop. Pause. As a matter of fact, I'm going to address that statement. We got to address that statement. Hold on. Hold on.
And I'm
going to say this. And I want to have this conversation with a lady. And here's why. Because you say fuck. Me and you come from a very similar mindset. And I just heard this from a man. And I've heard this from multiple men that say right there that as a relationship, he can do it. We can invite any chick out there under the moon, which means he can do it with your best friend, your sister, your aunt, your cousin. He don't care. He can invite any woman in the world under the moon.
He popping all pussy. He popping all the pussy. But
walks into the room, it is a problem, and I cannot understand that in a relationship. How do you say that this is your best friend? Because this is why I tell people I don't believe in marriage in the United States. My belief in marriage in the United States is that's my best friend. And if I'm going to do some fucked up shit, guess who's going to be with me?
My best friend.
So if some stupid shit go down, who's going to be with me?
My bestie.
You don't go marry. I tell people all the time, yes, if you want to marry for money, that's great. That's cool. If you want to marry for love, that's great. That's cool. If you want to marry for chicken tenders, that's great. That's cool. When I got married, I married my best friend, or at least the person who presented to me to be my best friend and have my best interest at heart. This is supposed to be the person that I trust as a confidant. And you mean to tell me, in our sexual lives, I can do whatever I want to do, but I'm going to reign carte blanche over the relationship? Because I'll tell any person, I don't believe in the traditional terms of marriage, what America says. I believe in the spiritual principles of a relationship, that the man and woman are equal, but the man does take ownership in things that a man should take ownership in, i.e., if an aggressive man comes into the building, he may not be able to beat the man's ass, but he still at least pushes the woman behind him. Am I wrong for thinking that way?
No, because that's how it's supposed to be.
But we wouldn't
want no scary nigga, though.
Right, but
still
I'm
wouldn't
just
want
saying,
no scary nigga,
we give so much clout. We give so much energy. We give so much control to women, but then the first thing that we want to control is sexuality as men.
I want to know why it's okay to do all the pussy popping but no dick hopping. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, we're going to ask Mike. We're going to bring him back.
Let me answer that question, you know what I'm saying? Because just like, okay, in any relationship, if I go to my woman and I say, babe, I want a threesome, you know what I'm saying? I say, I want you to bring another female. I'm going to bring another woman into our room. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to sexually please me. You know what I'm saying? And she says, no, she's not down with that. She's not comfortable with that at all. You know what I'm saying? I would be wrong to force her into a position of doing that in any kind of way, right?
Correct. Yeah, agreed.
Right or wrong? You know what I'm saying? Even if our relationship is going to go to another thing. Now, let's add the twist on it. She literally comes to say, you know what I'm saying? You want to have multiple penises. I'm not down with another penis. You know what I'm saying? That's not something I want to do. So that's something I don't want to do, then I shouldn't be presented in that situation. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have two, you know what I'm saying? I like to have two women. You know what I'm saying? Not another, you know what I'm saying? I've had, you know what I'm saying, situations. Called running the train, gang orgies, all that stuff. I've done all this stuff. Another man in the room. But somebody that, like, is my personal woman that's next to me, I like women. You know what I'm saying? And the women that I like for them to like women. I don't like for them to like other penises besides mine. Call it a king thing or a dominant thing. I like to be that guy. I even don't have a problem with my woman having a girlfriend. That's not my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? She can go do whatever she wants with her. I don't even have to have sex with that other woman. But I don't rather her be with another woman than be with another guy. That's, you know what I'm saying? Just let go. And saying, you guys have fun. You know what I'm saying? Two different perspectives on life and everything like that. I don't have to be having a sexual relationship with this woman, but if you want to go step out and do something different than me, let it be another woman. You know what I'm saying? For me personally. You know what I'm saying? Not let it be another dude. You know what I'm saying? Call it male ego, male pride, whatever it is. I just like to be the guy that's in your life that's always providing everything for you. You know what I'm saying? Call me old school in that way. You know what I'm saying? There's other things. There's always sexuality out here. Let's have a sexual equality in that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have another. You know, just like I don't want another. You know, I hope you don't want another dick. You want to do this solo, solo, monogamously? Cool. We can do that too. We have to be respectful though. But that's called a conversation though. If you don't talk about these things, you're in there, somebody's going to end up cheating.
And you know why I'm glad that you made that comment? Because this is the one part that people don't understand. And me and my wife was having a walk yesterday. And we were having a conversation and we were talking. And she said to me, I said, babe, do you know what the number one problem in relationships are? And she said, communication. I said, you know what? That used to be number one on my list. And she goes, well, what's number one? I said, communication about sex is number one on my list. And she goes, but that's still communication. I said, no. I said, I need you to understand. In the United States of America, we try to force people to look at anything sexual as taboo, unless it's between a man and a woman. Missionary only. After that, everybody has some type of problem, some type of ideology, or some type of belief system that what you're doing is wrong, and that you have to do it under their guidelines, their rules, or their expectations. And so I tell people all the time, this is why you are mad at all the laws that have been changed and all the rules that are out about sex. This is why transgenders can have an equal platform, because you cannot get mad at someone else's sexual exploitations that they choose to intermingle in and then tell somebody that they're wrong because their standards are not yours.
Can I say something? I want to hear Wendy's opinion on this, because women's voices are never really heard in sexuality. You know what I'm saying? And we have, you know what I'm saying, to be able to have a woman and a woman's voice when it comes to sex, and be honest about this. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear what she, you know what I'm saying, feels about it.
Well, Wendy, I'm going to give you the floor. The floor is
yours,
Wendy.
You want to hear my thought on it as far as what?
Everything that we've been talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because women play a big part in all of it.
As far as
You know what I'm saying? Because a woman, you know what I'm saying, you guys take the brunt, you know what I'm saying, of like men's sexuality on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are stunted in your sexuality. You know what I'm saying? As not you, you know, you got homegirls, you've been with salon, you guys talking and stuff like that. How's it really going on out there?
As far as I'm concerned, I really have no problems with a threesome, whether it be with me and two guys or me and a guy and a girl. Long as don't nobody nut more than me, long as I get all the pleasure, I really kind of low-key don't care. But as far as relationship-wise, bringing the whole threesome to the relationship, I actually don't have a problem with that either. And if I can go out there and fuck who I want and call myself being in a relationship, then who am I to tell my partner that they can go and fuck who they want as long as I'm okay with it? Because that's kind of like what I'm hearing. When I'm hearing, like, she can have all the pussy she wants, but no extra new dick. So it's like, oh, yeah, you can have some ice cream, but you can't choose vanilla out of all the flavors. You can have as much ice cream as you want, but you can't choose the vanilla flavor. And so it's like, how you gonna tell me it's okay to pop my pussy, but I can't pop it where I want to? I can pop it for a bitch, but I can't pop. It's like, that makes no sense to me. Now, if that's what you into, if that's what you want to do, cool, fine, no problem. But personally, I feel like maybe y'all shouldn't be going in that direction anyway. If you want to, because you can't, as open and as wide and as vast as sex is, you can't tell me that we can do this and then start to put stipulations on it. You know what I mean? But as far as the whole threesome thing goes, I'm always down for a little poke and a pop.
Did you just say a poke and a pop?
And a pop, yeah.
What's a poke and a pop? What's a poke and a pop?
Poke and a pop Fridays. You know, said everybody should have a poke and a pop Friday.
A poke.
We're going.
Listen. It's crazy. Here, Here's why when I thought about this show, when I thought about bringing back this show, this is why I thought of you too, because I know that there will never be an hour that can contain us. But I wanted to do a test show, and I wanted to keep a test show to an hour. And do you realize we have so much stuff that we still need to uncover, and we only got 4 minutes left on this show?
Oh, man, it was organic.
Oh, wow, we just got on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we just got it.
Are you sure? Are you looking at it right?
I'm looking at the time right now. We got 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, for an hour of the show. That was real organic. That was beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? That was beautiful. We didn't get into, you know what I'm saying, one topic grew into another. That was awesome, man.
And I just want you, I want you guys to understand that what we're going to do here, my goal for both of you two is to organically give everybody a true sense of what we look at when we walk down a community, because a lot of the stuff that is getting said, a lot of the platforms that are getting said are not an actual representation of the people that it claims it represents.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sorry if the person who was speaking on my behalf is not speaking on my behalf, I can't continue to give them a free platform to say anything when I know that everything that you're saying is contradictory to my belief system, to my heart, to my culture.
I agree.
And I can express it in very clear and eloquent ways, and I want to give other people the platform to do the same thing.
Peace and love.
So, welcome back. Hey, do you remember what we used to call this show?
Big Bap and Friends.
Uh-uh. The original name of this show was called The T-Spot.
Yeah, short for Thought City, yeah.
We bringing back The T-Spot, baby. This will now be The T-Spot
damn
show
shame.
Again, Thought City.
Damn shame.
Thought City, bitch.
Oh.
So on that note,
yeah,
I'm going to let
time.
You guys have
a
very
good
night.
Time.
I hope
time,
everybody
stay
got...
blessed.
So let's go ahead and pay these bills. I love y'all. So I just want to say, I hope you guys really enjoyed the show. This show was directly for you and yours. We have so much to come, so much to do, and so much to get to, but I want you to cuddle up next to that boo. If you ain't got you a boo, go in the kitchen, open the cabinet, get you a nice glass, open up your decanter, take something smooth, pour it in a cup, add a cube or two for your taste if you need it. Let that go down your throat nice and smooth. Go get on your couch. Open up your blanket. Open up your robe. And get to know yourself just a little better. Because everybody we'll be right back.
Thank you.